We're talking with Abby Jump and Emma Anderson from The Reporting Project. Abby, what stories are you working on?
On Election Day 2024, The Reporting Project fanned out across Licking County's 27 polling stations, meeting with voters and met with candidates in the evening to discuss election results. Republican Tim Bubb and Dwayne Flowers were reelected as county commissioners. Tim Schaefer held on to his seat in Ohio Senate District 20. Representatives Kevin Miller and Thaddeus Claggett will keep their seats in the Ohio House. And David Brandstuhl retained his Licking County Common Pleas Court judgeship. Also, the Weather Vane Playhouse in Newark recently unveiled its renovated children's theater. After 2 years of work, the Weather Vane completed a renovation of the Larry W. and Don Holt Anderson Children's Theater, an educational and production space for youth in theater. The completed renovations include stable curtains, sturdy platforms, secure lighting, and additional seating. In recent years, demand for the children's program has grown exponentially, with over 50 kids participating in their winter production, The Little Mermaid. With the influx of kids also came an enormous audience, completely sold-out shows, and a need for more seating. Great news for local theatergoers.
I'm Emmett Anderson, and here are a couple more stories we're working on. Johnstown, Alexandria, and Granville have taken steps towards solidifying a relationship their leaders say is necessary to preserve their rural small-town character in the face of a fast-moving wave of development in western Licking County. They're doing this through a coalition to control water and sewer service in their communities and surrounding townships. They selected a new name, Municipal Utility Coalition of Licking County, and said in a press release that the name change, quote, reflects the district's commitment to supporting regional growth and ensuring inclusive representation across its expanding service area. The name change and expansion of the utilities board to 5 members from the current 3 were approved in an order from the Licking County Common Pleas Court. Also, United Way of Licking County is committing $1 million to local organizations tackling community issues in 2025. The funding announcement was made as part of United Way's ongoing efforts to connect local needs with essential resources. The latest round of grants went to longstanding programs like Camp O'Bannon and the YMCA, as well as new initiatives and groups. Funding was distributed from 39 organizations that support mental and physical health services in Licking County, child care and early education programs, transportation organizations, reproductive health care, the Licking County Library, and environmental groups.
For these stories and more local news, go to WCLT.com, click local news.